join me up here for a children's message. Bring your palms, if you would. Let's see what you do with this. That'll be fun for Mommy. Okay. Good morning. Have you guys ever been to like a basketball game or a football game? Anybody? Soccer game? Some sort of game? There are all kinds of athletic events where they have people playing a game, and then there are a special section of people on the sideline usually who help to cheer for them. Do you guys know what those people are called at games? Cheerleaders. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody have any experience with that? Maybe some of us. Okay. Isabel, you've done some cheerleading. A lot of times cheerleaders do a lot of chants and yelling. What are some of the things you might hear cheerleaders say? Do you remember any of your cheers, Isabel? No. Okay. Well, I'm not really good at leading cheers either, or I would share some with you, but I'm sure there are some good ones about, you know, like playing good defense and making good baskets and those sorts of things. And they try to get the whole crowd to sort of join in, right? They're not the only ones cheering. If you're a cheerleader, you want to get the other people to join you. Well, we told the story out there a minute ago, outside, about some times when people were cheering for Jesus, okay? And they had a special cheer. It went like this: Hosanna! Can you guys try that? Okay, that was weak. All right, I'll do it again, and then you do it. Okay, I'll count to three this time. All right, it goes like this: Hosanna. I want you guys to say it. One, two, three. Hosanna. Oh, that sounded better. Hosanna means save us. And they were so excited to see Jesus because they thought Jesus could be the one to save us. So they were cheering Hosanna. And what do cheerleaders have any accessories that sort of help them lead? They do a lot of this with them. Pom-poms, yeah. They wave those pom-poms, right, as a way to get people pumped up and excited about it. We sort of got some of these. These are sort of like pom-poms a little bit for us, right? That's why we wave these and we shout, Hosanna, which means save us, Lord, and we're so excited for Jesus to come and to be with us. And that's why we paraded in this morning like a little parade, because we're so excited. We are in a very, very important week of our church. It's called Holy Week. And this is the week that leads up to Easter, where we know that Jesus is raised from the dead, which is a wonderful thing. But we tell the story this week, too, about how Jesus died on the cross. And you can't be raised from the dead if you're not dead first, right? So it's a sad story, but we know that for us it ends joyfully and hopefully with an empty tomb at the resurrection. That's what we're looking for, but we're going to tell the story this week, the whole story that includes suffering and death too. But today, at the beginning of our service, we're excited, we're shouting Hosanna, and by the end of the service today, even by the middle, we're going to be looking forward to what happens on Good Friday when Jesus dies on the cross to take away our sins, which is good news for us, which is why we call it Good Friday. Can you guys be some good cheerleaders with me one more time? I'm going to do one, two, three, and then I want you guys to shout Hosanna, and I want you to wave your palms. You think we should stand up for this? No. I think we should. Let's do it. All right, on three, it's going to be Hosanna. Marcus, will you stand up with us, bud? All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Hosanna!
Excellent job. Will you guys say a prayer with me right where you are? Lord God, thank you for sending us Jesus to live for us, to die for us, and to be raised for us. Hosanna!
Hosanna.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, you guys who are going to Children's Church can line up over there, and you're welcome to stay with us too, and head back to your seats.